The past few weeks, we've been in a series addressing how teenagers should interact on their electronic devices and what their responsibility is in using discernment and wisdom. But on this very last episode of the series, I want to address parents. And I want to talk to parents because it is a very real thing in our culture for parents to not exactly understand what's going on with the electronic devices. It's interesting because I have parents coming to me at times and they'll ask me, what would you do if you had teenage boys in this generation? And honestly, you know, a natural response would be to take away the cell phone, but I don't think that's necessarily realistic. So we're going to hop in today and figure out how we should respond as parents to the electronic world.
The Greenhouse Effect is a weekly podcast hosted by youth pastor Avery Bowman. This podcast is for teens and their parents. Our goal is to encourage, support, and strengthen the home. Contrary to popular belief, one can survive in this present culture while maintaining a personal relationship with Jesus. Join us each week as we learn from God's Word. Here is your host, Avery Bowman.
Hey, Mom and Dad, how are you doing today? I trust everything is good in your world. As parents, it's essential to stay engaged and connected with our teenagers in the digital age. Proverbs 22:6, we've said it on the podcast multiple times, but says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Being actively involved in our teenagers' digital world, it allows us to guide and support them effectively. It's crucial to establish an open and non-judgmental environment where they feel comfortable to discuss their online experiences and seek guidance when needed. When was the last time that you sat down with your teenagers and you laid forth the expectation of what you expect from them in a digital world? And then you also told them the expectation of, if you come across XYZ, will you please come talk to me? Will you please make it known to me? Will you allow me to have the ability to talk to you openly about some of these things? Because there are dangers out there. Our role as parents is to walk alongside them and provide them with the tools as they navigate the digital world. And so when you consider these things and you think about these things, it's important that we understand that electronic devices today are really like invaluable, right? They're crucial. We have to have them. We function on them. And it's just one of the things that is going to be in our worlds. And so our actions and behaviors influence them significantly. So how you act on your cell phone and the way that you spend, the amount of time that you spend on your cell phone is going to carry over to what they think is allowed or acceptable. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Our choices should edify and build up our kids. We should be setting the example of discernment and wisdom when it comes time to electronic devices, when it comes time to screen time. And so our teenagers are more likely to adopt healthy habits when they see us practicing them consistently. We should definitely be mindful of our own personal screen time. We should show how we can have restraint. We should show that we can, during a dinner, not be on our phones, or during a family time, not to bury our heads in our phones. The example should be set from us. And a teenager's safety online is the utmost importance. Psalms 91:11 says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. We can be their guardians by teaching them about online privacy, protecting personal information, and avoiding risky online behaviors. Let me ask you, Mom and Dad, is your teenager's Instagram account public, open for anyone to message them, anyone to contact them? Is it wide open and full rein on Facebook, just public for everyone, or is it a private account? I would highly encourage you to make sure, if you allow social medias, that you would consider making your teenagers have private accounts. It's really important. You see, when it's a public account, anybody can contact them. They can contact anybody else. Here's another question I would have for you. When was the last time you went through your teenager's friend list? When was the last time you checked who they're following? Who they're allowing to be in their minds 24/7? When was the last time? You see, if you have no idea who is on your teenager's friend list, there's something off there. And it's time for us to care, to take concern of who our kids are being influenced by. You see, in the digital world, it's easy for the teenagers to fall into the trap of comparison and dissatisfaction. Philippians 4:11 says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content." But our teenagers don't always understand that. They have no problem scrolling through and seeing, you know, the latest pop culture or rap artist or country singer or whatever it is, and trying to be exactly like that individual, trying to dress like them, trying to talk like them, trying to post like them. And so it's very important that we understand that. And I do want to mention also, for those of you that say, well, I don't allow my teens to have any different social medias, you understand that the majority of their friends do. And their friends can send them screenshots of different social medias. They can send them screen recordings of different songs. And teenagers know full well how to delete things. You say, I'm checking my kid's phone on a daily basis. I know exactly what they're doing. Has it ever dawned on you that they might be able to delete something? They might be able to hide something before it comes across your contact? It's important that we don't think to ourselves, well, my teenager would never do that. They would never get themselves in a situation that is questionable. They would never put themselves in harm's way. And I will tell you that you're right. Their intentions are never to do that. But I want to remind you that Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You see, he has wiles. He has darts that he would willingly throw at your young person, that he'll willingly throw at your daughter, willingly throw at your son. And it's not necessarily, you know, that they're some bad person, because they're not. But Satan is a master at what he does. And I want to challenge you and encourage you to make sure you're staying on top of this, because it is very important. It's crucial for us to understand that these individuals on the internet are coming after our kids. And so I want to challenge you not to bury your head in the sand and have a mindset of, well, my teenager would never do that. My teenager would never get involved in something like that. And know that you're right. They might not have that intention. They might not be, you know, looking for something, but there are times that things come across. That's why open communication with your young person is very important. And bouncing off and asking them, hey, you know, have you seen anything on your phone that you shouldn't see? I'm not mad at you. I'm not upset at you, but I want to be here for you. I want to protect you the best that I can. And so it's important. I'm telling you, I'm challenging you that your teenagers need you to be more involved in their digital worlds. They want you to. They might not have the words or the audacity and fear of getting in trouble and fear of losing their electronic device, but they do truly need some supervision. And there's all kinds of different programs and things to put on your child's electronic device. There's, you know, apps such as Covenant Eyes. There's different ones that you can do BARC parental control, and it will not allow you to, your young person to delete things. It'll not allow your young person to, and it might come with a monthly fee, but I'm telling you, it's worth every single penny if you're being able to monitor and understand what's going on. You can block certain games. You can block websites. You can, it can infiltrate into all of their different, app platforms that they're using. And so BARC, I would highly recommend looking into it. I would highly recommend putting it on your teenager's devices and then staying up to date with that to understand what that app is saying. I will say that the Bible says in Psalms 19, some of my favorite verses in all the Bible, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warmed, and in keeping them there is great reward." Hey, it is tough to stay up to date with everything, all the involvement that your teenager has on their devices. I get it. I understand. You know, there's a lot of teenagers that even know how to use private folders, and just because something says photos and it looks like the app that you're familiar seeing, if you actually click on that, it can be an entire world of some kind of different app. And so there could be layers of that kind of stuff on your teenager's phone. And you know, honestly, when working with your teenager, the natural knee-jerk reaction is to attack what the problem that you might see. The problem that you see on the surface, if they're into music, if they're into pornography, if they're into, it's natural to try to attack that one thing. But mom and dad, let me challenge you to get to the root of the issue, to get to the bottom line. And in order to do that, it takes talking with them. It takes loving them. It takes them knowing and seeing your heart and your concern and your care for them. It takes time. And so don't get discouraged if you go to your teenager and you tell them that you want to do better in the area of monitoring their cell phones, and they get upset. That's natural. Teenagers absolutely love and are addicted to their cell phones. I'll tell you the latest study that came out. The average teenager spends 14 hours a day on their screens. 14 hours. Okay? So you say, well, my teenager doesn't spend nowhere near that. My teenager, you know, only spends 6 hours. But what are they seeing in that 6 hours? What are they being influenced by? I wholeheartedly believe that it's our responsibility as parents to, number one, be an example, to lead them by example, to show them that, hey, I can say no to my phone. I can put my phone down. I can be in the moment. And, you know, talk is cheap with this generation of teenagers. I'm just going to be dead honest with you. You know, our teenagers want to know whys. So this is something that you have to pray. You have to bathe in prayer. You have to understand each individual teenager that you have. You have to spend time with them. You have to ask them questions, get answers from them, and try to figure out this dynamic. Do I believe that yanking a cell phone out of your teenager's hand just because of the potential dangers that are on that is the 100% fix-all? I don't believe that, because what happens when they turn 18 years old and they go off to school, or they leave home, they get a job, and they get their own cell phone that you can't remove? You see, I think it's better if we spend time with them, make them aware of the potential dangers, show them directly from God's word what's wrong with the certain people that they follow, show them what's wrong with the certain ideologies and mindsets. The Bible says in 2 Peter, try the spirits, right? So it's important for us to just be there and to understand these things that they're going through with them, to talk through them, to tell them that it's natural to feel certain ways, to relate with them, to walk the journey with them. And then when you do find something, you keep an open line of communication. You keep that open line of accountability. You talk it out. You love them. You care for them through these situations. Hey, sin is ugly. Sin is very ugly. And I'm convinced as a youth pastor in 2023 that cell phones are basically like what an IV would be at a hospital. It's a direct link to my arm to give me nutrition, to give me, to keep me going, to keep me feeling strong. And our cell phones are that exact same connection to our teenagers. And if we don't guide and manage what's being done on those cell phones, if we don't pray for our teenagers not to have a rebellious, sneaky heart, if we don't have open communications with them, the most dangerous thing for a teenager with a cell phone is a parent that will bury their head in the sand and act like the pressures of this world are not real. Look, Satan is alive and well, and we have to know his reasons. We have to know what he's trying to do to our young people, and we have to intercept some of that. We have to take that on ourselves and shoulder that load. You know, no 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, they're not mature enough to shoulder that. We have to walk in the Spirit. So mom and dad, don't get discouraged today. Don't lose hope in the fight. But when was the last time you checked your young person's contacts? When was the last time you went through their call records? When was the last time you went through their text logs? When was the last time that you felt confident in their friends list on Facebook, in their friends list on Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok or Twitter or whatever it is? When was the last time that you had a good awareness of what they're involved in? Hey, keep your head up. Keep praying. Keep plugging along. Don't get discouraged, mom and dad. God is with us. He's there to encourage us. He's there to lift us up. He's there to give us the resources that we need through his word. And so it's important for us to understand these things. It's important for us to talk through these situations with them. I close with this one more time. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Hey, God bless you. I love each of you. I'm praying for you, and I am here for you.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review. The greatest trick Satan has ever pulled is convincing the world he does not exist. We have to live in light of the reality that he walks about seeking whom he may devour. He is alive and well today. Remember to work out your salvation today. May God bless you richly as you seek to walk with him.